Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Bob Berman.
And I'm Jim Metzner. This is
Astounding Universe.
On this program, we explore ideas that you probably had not thought of or maybe never wanted to think of. But for anybody who has ever walked a dog, we're going to take this to a new height or a new depth, depending on your point of view. Bob, what is it about taking a doggy for a walk that could be actually astonishing?
Yeah, because it means that now we want you to pay attention and note your surroundings and be aware of the cardinal directions of the compass while you're walking the dog.
Why would I want to think about the compass direction, Bob? Please.
Because it turns out dogs are one of the animals, like pigeons and other famous ones, that can sense the magnetic field of planet Earth.
Okay.
And they sense it and use it in an odd way. We've all heard that birds can use the Earth's magnetic field for navigation to find their way around, and other animals can too. But we don't think of canines as being in that category of being aware of magnetism, even though experts say that foxes, when observed, show a predilection towards pouncing toward the northeast.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding. So if you've ever watched a fox pounce, I have. Have you? In Yellowstone Park.
No.
They do these high up in the air, and they come straight down on a mouse or a vole. They do these amazing, almost like rocket launch, straight up and then down. But it turns out they prefer to do that aimed and pouncing toward the northeast. If those canines care about directions, what about our family pooch?
The doggy could use his or her ability to align magnetically. Wouldn't that help him get home if they got lost?
Maybe, but it turns out that dogs have a strong preference to defecate or urinate with aligning their bodies north and south.
Ew. Once we've gone past the ew factor, I'm trying to remember one thing that my doggy did do. As he was about to do it, he would circle around. He wouldn't just sort of lie down there and let fly. He would circle. And you're saying that he's aligning like an organic needle on a magnetic compass?
Yes. In fact, when I first told this to my wife, and I asked her, which way does our dog like to align herself when she's out there?
Yeah.
And my wife then showed with her arm a certain direction, orientation, and she and I then looked at each other, and we both realized that's north-south. And we both smiled, realizing it's true, because far more than any other direction, our dog does align towards the north and south.
Now, was this your doctoral dissertation, or are you getting this from...
This is my doggerel dissertation.
You mean you didn't look this up on Wikipedia? This is just your own
observation? No, this is not my own. No. The observation was made after seeing this in a science journal. This is real stuff that we get you here. This is not just hearsay.
So a card-carrying scientist, who shall remain unnamed, but you can look it up without scatological references. It's there. It's on the internet. What would be the search for that?
I don't want anyone to search. I want them to start paying attention when they walk their dogs the next time and see if there is a preferred alignment of your dog when he or she is peeing or defecating.
You want field research. I would also love to see what the search would be. Refining a search on the internet is an art form. You know, what would be the right one that would take you there, that not to the rock and roll band that was named, you know, Geographic Poop or something like that?
I don't even think this is productive for us, because it's suggesting that people have to verify what we tell them on this and that they have to look it up themselves.
Oh, are you kidding? They've got to. What, you're going to believe everything this guy says?
I would.
On the dark poop, far better that you would verify.
All right, go ahead. Ask Alexa.
the gauntlet has been thrown. I don't like to do this because we've done this under the program before. But just for to show you my heart's in the right place. Alexa, which way do dogs point when they poop?
Sorry, I don't know that one.
Yeah, right. Of course. Oh. All right, so now refine the question. You ask it better.
Alexa, when dogs urinate or defecate, do they align their bodies in a particular way?
I'm not sure.
Two different versions of I don't know. All right, one last try. Alexa, defecation in dogs and the points of the compass.
She's not even deigning to answer that one. She just gave you like a little answer.
Harumph. That's like Alexa's harumph.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, there you have it, folks. I mean, you know, if Alexa doesn't know, that means the rest of us are enjoined to really do this work. And we want to hear from you. I don't care if you've got a Great Dane or a Schnauzer. It should be very possible to point us in the right direction, as it were, and see if this somewhat specious claim that's being made here by my esteemed colleague is correct or not. And then you could look it up on the internet or ask Alexa or do whatever you want to do. Go out there with your compass. Everybody who has a smartphone has a compass on it, so you can tell which direction they're pointing in, and see if they're doing that. But before we let this remarkable fact go, why in heaven's name would this matter? What does that mean? And why is it even vaguely important that a dog would line itself?
I think this is the coolest, most interesting, astounding universe we've done in a long time. But my issue is, what the heck is the music that you're going to find for this? I wonder if you're going to use the singing dogs doing jingle bells. I mean, what are you going to find for a closing music theme for this? I can't wait to see it.
Something, you know, that says, I don't know where to turn now. Well, we also want to hear from you. What would you have put at the ending of this program? We have no idea. All right, so you'll notice how Bob sidestepped the question, because there is no meaning behind this. This is just one of those weird, astonishing facts that we leave you with every once in a while. It doesn't always have to have great meaning. And with that, we're going to leave you for Astounding Universe. I'm Jim Metzner.
And I'm Bob Berman.
Catch you next time.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.